The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3. I don't know shit about fuck.
I like sucking.
I do what I want.
Legit.
Hey everyone, yeah. Welcome to Legit Fat. Everybody in the live stream, all three of you for now. It always takes everyone.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell some friends, come on. Before we get started here, we got Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies in the house again for a second Red Pill Buffet. I forgot to read our last couple of reviews, and it's from our friends at Shadow Band. It said, one of our favorite shows, and they have great guests. Topics are always on point. Thanks, Jade and Jeff. And then this one's a real banger from Kyle from Big Dumb Podcast. He says, 5-star content with 5-inch dicks. The average male penis is about 5 inches, and while I doubt that these guys are packing much more than that, he'd be correct, their content is definitely a solid 7.5 inches. If I could 4 stars to reflect that, I would. 10 out of 10 would recommend. 3 inches might not sound like it would have much of an impact, but a 3-inch slug going 200 miles an hour will do some damage. That's how I describe this show. They go hard, they go fast, and leave nothing recognizable behind. Great work, guys. You all the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kyle. That was the most long-winded review
we've ever got. I'll take 5 inches.
That was dope.
That was a good one.
Hey, it's the motion of the ocean.
Well, he texted me that he sent that, and he's like, I'll leave it to you to figure out which one it is. I'm like, yeah, I fucking wondered. But they're over at Matt got a new thing he's doing on Mondays called, you know Matt from the Great Deception podcast? Have you talked to him?
No. I haven't.
No, not personally. Uh-oh.
You got to get with that guy. That guy is amazing with research and like history stuff. And
hell yeah.
He started a new thing on Monday nights called the Monday Night Master Debaters. kind of a rotating cast and crew. So I told him we were going to go on one of these days. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I scheduled Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies tonight.
Yeah. The next debate. Is that a live show?
We do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Scheduling.
Yeah. I don't think they do it live, but if we were to go on, I'd probably live stream it to our channel. But
that'd be cool to watch.
Podcast feed. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Anyway, what's new with you guys? What's been going on?
Same old shit. You know, go ahead, Big Country. I know you got some stories. Oh, you do have some stories to share with us, actually. Yeah. So
yeah,
there's quite a few things that have been welcome to the What Pisses Off Big Country Hour. yesterday Sunday. So almost sent somebody to meet Jesus. 2 weeks ago. Okay, we're getting into it now.
Oh, he's getting hyped.
I don't know where I should start. Let's start at church.
Okay.
So, okay. Now, this was not yesterday, although something happened yesterday. The week before that, my wife and I are at church. Now, we purposely show up to church late because I don't like worship. It's not my thing. Back when I was like really into going to church and stuff like that, I was in this whole hardcore scene. Like I had my ears stretched and we were wearing like chants and we'd go to like these like death metal Christian concerts and like fight people and stuff like that. It was this whole thing. You'd not be surprised, but all for God, all for the glory of God. There's a band called For Today that I was really into. And then there's one called In the Midst of Lions. If anybody is like, how hardcore is this? Melt your face type stuff. So anyways, so like the worship at our church is kind of it's boring, right? Anyway, so being a believer, and I read the Bible, probably not as much as I should. But anyways, I'm sitting in church. The church service is over. At the very end, they play one last song. Now, since we have our son in there, Storm Shadow, like everyone stands up, And we just stay sitting down because I'm like, I'm not going to hold this kid for like 4 minutes. He's heavy. So
is that his real name?
No, that's just what I call him. I call him on air.
I was gonna say that's we're badass. Like super
he's no, yeah, like, we're super he's an Asian assassin ninja.
Yeah, we got him from this container called Evergreen. It was he was really cheap. So. Came with his own ninja stars and shit,
and a cabinet.
Oh my god!
Ah, almost spit my beer everywhere. So I look over to my left, and there's this younger girl in the front row. And she's getting it right. She's getting into the, I don't know how you get into a song this slow, but she's getting into it. She's getting after it. And she's like feeling the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you guys have ever been to church, but you see like people that lift their hands and they're like feeling it. Right. Yeah, I'm like, all right, cool. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you, hey, you know, I'm not my thing unless I'm throwing a chair for Jesus. You know what I mean? But she's getting it. And I'm like, that's awesome. But at the same time, she's wearing a mask.
She doesn't want to meet him too soon.
No.
She's being safe.
Thank you, Boya, for pointing this mental fucking retardation out.
Because maybe she's feeling the spirit of Fauci and not Jesus.
Yeah, maybe that's what she's worshiping St. Fauci, not Jesus.
Quite possibly. But I'm, from my perspective, right, I'm thinking like, so you are so into this moment right now that you're feeling Jesus. But
you got a mask.
You're worried about getting sick and dying. Now,
nah, it's all a front,
believer.
Dude.
Believer.
She's.
That's what I'm.
No. First of all, chick that gets down like that in church, dirty bird, dude. Dirty bird. So it's all a front. You know what I mean? And then Satan in the sheet.
But I was super bothered by that, and I was like, hey, honey, make sure you remind me to tell you something after church. And I'm like. Did you think that you're thwarting the creator of the universe? He was like, oh, I planned for you to get sick and die, but I saw that fucking mask you're wearing, so never mind.
See, she should just take the mask off, leave it up to Jesus. He's got a plan.
Maybe the Lord told her to put it on.
Maybe. But is that surprising?
Like, I'm powerful, but not that powerful. Like, you
maybe he wanted to meet her really soon. He was like, I think you need to breathe in some CO2 for a little longer than most people.
Yeah, he told her to put it on for sure. He's like, cover that ugly face and stop breathing.
Take your ass to church.
It just bothered me. Super bothered. I'm like,
you can tell. Because, I mean,
are you one of those guys where in a public setting like that, you'd be seeing something like that and just kind of do a look like, ugh. Do you do that look?
Yeah. All the time.
You wait till she definitely notices that you're doing it too, because you have to have the eye contact.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about too. Kind of the stank face, if you can see watching on video. Yeah. It's kind of like a,
hard
kind of slow head burn.
Yeah, I don't know if it was maybe just this week. I've had a rough week or rough couple weeks. There's just so many things that just been going through my head that's just been like fucking bothering me. This shit, and then like. Incident yesterday, but then you had like the Raiders coach, and then you had the NBA, and then you have I don't know, TikTok bothered overload, like TikTok dude. Has always bothered me. It's just over
and loaded. I don't even have it.
I don't have TikTok either. You know why all the time. It
bugs the shit out of me? I'm so sick of fucking people sending me videos that are like really good. I mean, it's good. It's good. What they're talking about is because it's like in our community.
Oh, hold on. Let me guess. And they're like
Yes,
that shit. Yeah.
Oh, pointing at the words.
That's it. Yeah. Well, not even the words. Or sometimes it is the words, but like when they do a video next to each other,
fuck.
And there's just a person like visually agreeing with the person in the other video speaking. They don't even know each other, you know.
Uncreative.
It's super weird, and there's
the word ones are what pisses me off. Yeah. Yeah. Someone going like this and going. Pointing to words on the screen. Yeah. Like, can you speak?
That's,
can you
just say things? That's the ones.
Yeah, I hate all of them.
That or like the ones where it's obviously contrived. It's complete BS. Where I see it more with women that have TikTok, they have like TikTok channels where they're like forcing a laugh because something was funny, but they're making a video, so they're redoing it and editing it to make it seem funny. And they're like dying and then they'll pause so they can read the comment in a whole sentence, which before that they were just dying of laughter.
Yeah.
And then they'll go back to like, oh my God. So So anyway,
super fortunate. Oh, I haven't seen any videos like
good for
anything
you
that you're talking
it's
about.
It's on Facebook.
I don't know
it's
anything.
On everything. You
so
scroll.
Yeah, I have seen TikTok shows up on uh-huh. Facebook now. So I do still have Facebook because my family lives very far away. That's how they see pictures of my daughter. I mean, I could send them to them, but I could post them on Facebook for all to see, and it's in one place. It's easier. But TikTok is there now. So you scroll just like one frame, and there's a shitload of TikTok videos that you can scroll through yeah. sideways. Mm-hmm. And most of them are really cute baby videos that sometimes I do
scrolling.
Indulge in because yeah. they're adorable. I watched the baby shit kids. Itself audibly. It was so cute. I was like, oh my God, listen to this baby shit his pants. It's so cute.
I could watch kids fall off bikes all day.
Kids fall off,
I don't give a fuck
or get knocked over by pets. Those are good baby videos.
Yeah, we watched a cat fight with this girl like this. It was like going like this with this little two-year-old that was going like this to touch it. And it was like,
would have been better if it scratched the fuck
cute.
Out of that kid,
and it was but... also though. 5 seconds long. That's it. It's not this. It doesn't take up any time. It's not a waste. Yeah. You're not like spending 5 minutes of your life watching yeah. someone
well,
point
now
towards.
It's like,
I don't know.
There have been some good. There have been good ones though. Like you said, where somebody's like yeah. actually explaining something and has like a picture to show, and they have their own yeah. actual opinion that they're speaking and not pointing yeah. to the words. Those ones are fine.
Yes.
It's just the annoying like clickbaity. The ones that are like, I'm gonna go viral on this one. I know it. You know, just fuck off.
That's everyone's right? dream.
Yeah. To go viral. What's weird is like, remember when I was graduating high school and like the freshman class behind me, one of the most asked questions when they said like, what do you want to do after high school was be a reality TV star. Yeah. And I'm like,
like from the real world though. Like I know.
Yeah, this was like when Big Brother was fucking super cool and Survivor yeah. and shit, you know?
That show is so cringy. Man.
Yeah, you know what they say now, though, the kids, we asked our friend's little kid what he wanted to be when he grew up and he was like 10. This was a few years ago. And he said he wanted to yeah. be a YouTube yeah. influencer.
What's
that?
That
was his
mean?
Big insane. Goal.
I hate that word.
Yeah, influencer. It's amazing, though. Like, because, I mean, some of these YouTube channels, these people who make content, they put in a lot of effort, a lot of creativity. And there's some that just don't. Like, they just film themselves playing video games, you know, which is fine because people are into that shit, I guess. But...
I mean, hey, to be fair, we don't really put in a lot of effort either.
Hey, so. Man, we're creating our own content, though. That's the thing, you know?
We're speaking to our small crowd that for some reason likes to listen to it. So thanks, everyone. We appreciate it.
Well, but if you think about it, like I remember watching this one YouTube reactor.
Oh, yeah. The reactors are so weird.
They're yeah. they're like my favorite category to skip over, but there was this young couple. It was like they're maybe like early 20s, this guy and this girl. And you know how like on some of these videos that have some sort of production value into them, they have like a little ticker on the right hand side or left hand side with the chat mm-hmm. where you can see how much money people are giving them.
Oh yeah, tipping,
like tips.
Yeah,
yeah, right. So there was one video that they were reacting to, and it was when oh gosh, boy, what's that guy's, that comedian's name that does a really good Jesse Ventura?
Will Sasso.
Yeah. So he's doing this Jesse event, and it's fucking spot on. It's hilarious. And they're like, yeah, so you guys wanted to see us react to this video of Will Sasso do like an impersonation of Jesse Ventura. So like, here you go. So they're watching this video, right? And the chick is not even paying attention, doing her makeup, looking at her nails, and then boom, like a tip pops up, $5, and she's like, oh, thanks, guys, cool. And I'm like, who's fucking giving them money?
Five
Why
bucks,
is this
too?
Taking place?
Yeah, $5 over the internet. Yeah,
Rockfin does that too, though, the tip thing. And it's yeah. kind of weird that it shows up like that. Like, I don't need, like, it doesn't matter.
It is
but
weird, yeah.
My pet peeve with those videos, like, the real, they'll have like 14 million hits. And yeah. it always starts like this. Hey guys, every fucking time. I want to shoot my phone every time I see it.
You're like, nope, that's it.
not a view for me. Sorry.
What's sad is that are so many people, obviously, who hear that and they're like, yes, this is exactly what I want to watch. I watched this on purpose. Oh, yeah. I pressed play and I'm super excited for what comes after. Yeah. Hey guys.
Yeah.
That's
well,
really weird.
But when you think about dead internet and.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever heard this theory, the dead internet theory.
Oh, I have that. We've been on a different internet.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Talk about it.
So essentially, just in a shortened up way, and Big Country will get a little deeper into it. But you know, they tell you out of almost 8 billion people. There's, you know, 400 million internet users a day on TikTok alone. And it's like, okay, well, there's this theory that basically every person that they claim is on the internet, almost all of them, except for a very small percentage, are not even people. They're not even, it's just AI bots that respond.
I believe that.
And makes sense, right? Because when you think about like the civilized world and where you actually have internet connectivity, at least good internet, it's not like a ton of places, you know what I mean?
Or where people have enough money to buy a phone and stream it and or
exactly stream it, have the service provider with the speed enough to stream those things, have, you know,
yeah,
everything set up, purchasing a phone, a computer, all of that shit. And so yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. I don't know if you want to get into like a creepier side of it.
That it makes sense though, because like just even on Rockfin, like it shows how many like people subscribe to the channel. And then I was talking to Scott from Truthzilla about this. He's like, it's so weird that it shows this number, but we only get like a fraction of that in views, yeah, or like interaction. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably bot accounts. Or exactly. I don't know if Rockfin's been infiltrated by that shit. I know YouTube has, and for sure Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So these people YouTube, that have millions of followers, I'm like, I don't believe that for a goddamn second.
Oh, man.
They're counting the bot accounts, though, as actual people. So they're counting them as users. And people are hearing these numbers and thinking people.
That each one, I mean, obviously, even if you're just, you know, a logical thinker, you know, how many of us have multiple social media accounts? Like, we have one for the show, and then he has one, I have one. I have a Facebook account that I forgot the password to fucking years ago, you know what I mean? Like, so there's plenty of like inactive accounts, I guess you could say. So, but active users, they're telling us. But then there was this video, and I'm not even sure where the video came from, but it was something that kind of came along with the theory. And we heard that
somebody shared it. Somebody shared it to us. Somebody sent it to us on our Instagram.
Yeah. But I don't know where the video was taken. But it's in like a giant warehouse, and there's like easels set up, and each easel has probably like 15, 20 cell phones on it, and they're all plugged in, and there's just AI on them, and they're going to Twitter, and they're doing this, they're going to YouTube, and the room was filled with those, at least like bot I said farms. 15, 21, yeah. And it was just click farms is what they called it. So when you like think about that, you're like, okay, how many of these fucking phones are running on different accounts with different names? And then when you look at like the compilation photos that you'll see sometimes on Instagram and Twitter, and it'll be of the same blue check mark assholes saying the same exact paragraph over and over and over, you know, and it'll be tens of them, 20 of them, in some cases hundreds of them. And so it's like, okay, it's pretty easy to believe that, especially if a verified account is making quote after quote after quote after all these other verified accounts. That's there's no way those are all individuals, you know.
I was going to say, what is the point of doing that? But I guess if it's propaganda and manipulation, that would make sense. It would be worth the amount of however much money they're spending to do that.
Yeah.
It can't be cheap.
Oh, no, it's not. Because I know people who, you know, real big sneakerheads, they're on fucking whatever, StockX, all this shit, trying to buy new shoes, like limited release shoes. They'll pay someone to design bots for them to basically stand in the virtual line and purchase and pay for everything. Same with when the Xbox and PlayStation came out, you know, developers were making like $600 and up to make a bot to sit in a fucking on a Best Buy website to purchase an Xbox. You know what I mean?
I wonder how much stock trading is affected by bots then too.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be. Cause even Sam was talking about this on his show. There's even like OnlyFans accounts that have bots running their account for them and communicating with all of their, you know, purchasees or whoever. And so it's like, okay, well, shit, what else? I mean, is the president's bot account or account a bot? You know, is
the president is a bot.
So. Yeah, he is absolutely. He's
lizard bot.
His software. He needs a software update for sure.
No, he needs
what was interesting
retirement.
what was interesting about this dead internet? So somebody had shared us this documentary, and it was like a two-part YouTube documentary, maybe 20 minutes a piece. And the guy that was doing this documentary was going really in depth with it. And it was really impressive that, for example, if you were to go into his example, if you go into Google and you type in pizza, right? In
couldn't pick something else.
2 seconds, you get. I know, fucking Jesus. Couldn't have picked French fries. You know, right? At least we know that. I don't think that's a code name for kids or anything like that. But
it might be.
Just groceries. So
you know, let's a billion and a half. Okay, groceries. Type in groceries. You get like butthole pictures, but then you get like bags of groceries. You get all the different kinds of stuff, right?
You're like, depending on your search. Dicks? Here you are.
Feet porn. I meant sweet corn. No. So. And you'll in a 0.02 seconds, you'll get a billion and a half, you know, results for groceries. So he did this experiment, which a lot of people have done this to try to verify it, that if you go to page one, page two, page three, page four, and you keep going as far as you can go, you can only go to about page 35. And then the end of your results is roughly like 800. So of these billion results that you're getting for these key search words, only about, you know, one to, I don't know, the power or 10 to the power, goddamn, 10 to the power of, you know, 30 second or whatever is what you're actually getting in results of your search. And the rest of it is, I think they call them like dead hyperlinks or hyperlink sludge or something like that. Somebody in the chat might know what I'm talking about, but
is it the same as links? DuckDuckGo or just Google?
DuckDuckGo, Google, doesn't really matter. What they're doing is there's hyperlinks on the internet that are no longer connecting to the server anymore. Supreme Court cases, you go to click on a hyperlink and it's not connecting. So it's part of this artificial movement of there's so many people using the internet and social media and things like that. And what he brought up in the documentary is, for example, when you asked earlier about what is the end goal of spending all this money to create bots, basically what you're doing is you're formulating dissent in the population by swaying public opinion. Because if I'm a human being and I go in to argue with somebody I think is a person, but they're a bot, nothing I can ever say to them in that chat could ever sway that thing's opinion. It's programmed this way.
Programmed
to have responses to what I'm saying. And then there's another bot that agrees with them and another bot that agrees with them and another bot. And then someone jumps in and they're on my side, right? Yeah. Maybe they're a bot or they're a real person. Now there's two sides to this growing dissent, right? Whatever the topic may be, but it's designed to essentially cause issues in society based on whatever fucking topic.
Certain way,
just confrontation to present that to people. Cause I mean, out of all of the interactions that we have, you know, through our show or through the internet or whatever, after I saw this dead internet theory, I was like, man, how many people are really out there? Like, I mean, we've talked about it on our show about, are there really 7.6 whatever billion people in the world? I mean, we're told that a billion people live in India. Now, I've never been to India, and I know they show us a lot of videos of like one area where there's fucking people everywhere.
Yeah.
But in India, isn't there like jungles and fucking rivers and villages like that are vastly spread out and take up a lot of the country? Like, does all 1 billion people live in this one city that we've been shown? I mean, fuck. In California, there's people all over the place stacked on top of each other. But if you drive throughout the country, there's fucking no one there.
Yeah. But if I had a video camera and I'm downtown San Diego and it was like a billion people live here, putting it out on the internet over and over again, people would be like, holy shit, there's a billion people that live in San Diego. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you only know that because of what the TV said. So exactly. Before everyone in the chat gets pissed, they're wondering, first of all, we'll get to this second. They're wondering what the doc is called about dead internet. And then
I'll pull it up.
Okay, maybe and then also Jeff from Shadow Band, what's up, buddy? He said, the chat keeps reloading. He said that 8 million people is the real scam. That's another good one. 500 million, he said.
Oh yeah, dude.
My speculation was like I always said anywhere between 8 to 1 billion worldwide tops. at the very top. So, I mean, we're pushing it at that time. Cause I think when, it was, at Sam's, show that he did in Dallas, and he did one of the, afterwards hooligan. He did the,
or not the hooligan is
the hooligan hour. Yeah. Swarm Tank. So I went up there and I pitched this idea that there's not 7.5 billion people in the world or whatever, because the Georgia Guidestones, right? They want to keep it, the population, at 500 million.
Yeah.
Right. So 500 million.
I thought it was 500 million. Right? I thought 500,000. Maybe it is 500 million.
Let me pull that up, Jamie.
Jamie, go ahead and pull that up first. Either way,
I'll check it.
Based on the official number, they would have to kill like 6.5 billion people. That's pretty fucking noticeable.
Yeah.
At any given time, you know what I mean? Well, so
just
what
like
if,
any of these other theories, though, it's so hard to prove one way or another how many fucking people are in the world.
Exactly.
Like, how we just know from the census numbers, which the census is another fucking whole weird thing. The only way we know is by them saying, yeah, there's this many people here because we counted all of them, and that's correct. And
it's like, the same as the bot accounts. They tell us there's this many users, and we're like, there's this many users, okay.
Yeah.
Listening.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Because like when they're like, oh, this celebrity has 400 million followers, it's like, do they really? Are there really 400 million people out here deciding like...
Real people.
Yeah, real people going, I need to follow this person on social media. You know what I mean? But...
Yeah.
There are people who, and we saw this early on with MySpace, right? Anytime someone gave you like a positive comment, because I know you weren't like able to like things, but like, remember like the top friends list that you would have?
Yeah, your top first friend.
Yeah,
dude, that's right. A fight starter on site.
Oh, dude, exactly. But the people that were like in the first five or the first three, like it gave them a certain reaction. And then Facebook had come along, and I remember being on Facebook early, where shit was like, the website just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But when you could like things, like people started really like loving that shit, right? It was like a fucking addiction almost immediately. And then basically the government was going to pick between MySpace and Facebook. And they basically told Tom from MySpace, like, we're going to put all of our funds in, turn them into a giant propaganda machine, right? And he said, no. Then they, you know, went to fucking that robot over at Facebook and decided this is our guy, you know? So they grabbed a hold. And if you look at, what was it called before Big Country? Was it LifeLog or something like that?
That was the CIA project.
It basically just absorbed Facebook. It just absorbed Facebook. And
they ended that project the day Facebook was launched.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, Tom was like, suck my dick, you know? And
Tom was all of our friends. If we
do well, you know? That's why,
because
MySpace was great. I mean, you could edit your own page. It taught you basically a limited amount of code for you to do on your own thing with, you know.
No, I had a blast with MySpace.
Yeah,
and half the time my code was fucked up.
Songs from other people's pages.
Oh yeah, exactly, my page looked fucked half the time. But.
Yeah,
MySpace still exists. I logged into MySpace. This is so weird. I haven't logged into MySpace in probably 5-10 years, but I have a ton of pictures of my daughter, who's 15 now. But I have baby pictures of her from when MySpace. You know, that's
oh
when
yeah
it
yeah.
Came out. So I actually logged into my MySpace account this morning before I went to work. It totally works. Someone hacked my account and changed all my pictures, but just the background pictures and shit, nothing weird. But all of my pictures didn't load on my phone. So I was like, shit, I have to go log into my computer. And from the time that it took me to like close my phone and then go to work, I had forgotten about MySpace altogether until this conversation. So I have all of these. Yeah, it was like poof. So I have all of these pictures of my kiddo, only a select few pictures loaded. So you guys should log in because it does work.
So
and all your stuff's still there.
Before we get to that doc, because I want to know too, because I want to see that. I was wondering, I had a quick thought about the bot farms and how they have all, it shows that picture of all these phones and everything. Wouldn't there be some kind of software or code they could write that would make that way easier than actually having real IP addresses? You know, like kind of like
For each stuff, device. Having
virtual IP addresses on some kind of computer software instead of having actual fucking devices everywhere. Yeah. You know, you'd think. Yeah.
You would think so.
I would think so.
But, you know, it might be easier for them to manage on each device because I'm sure they have them all listed. You know, device 1A is fucking Jack, you know, Barrel from Colorado, and he's a dentist, you know. So I'm sure each phone has its own personal, you know, AI attached to that device.
Yeah, it's called Siri.
Yeah, right.
Jeff in the chat says Georgia Guidestones wasn't talking about the present. It's the, or not talking about the future. It's the present. Exactly. It says maintain the Earth's population.
I think this is like the robot, the AI takeover.
Good. Well said, sir. Okay. You should check their channel just to piss them
like
off.
It's like the AI takeover thing.
Oh yeah. Could
just, be. Yeah, I don't know. It's what Black Mirror has been pre-programming us for years and years and years. It's
Black Mirror,
all about AI.
Yeah.
But the shows that keep getting huge, like Upload, I don't know, just tons of shows that are so big right now. Transhumanism is just, it's so in.
You know what's so weird about transhumanism is like probably 10 years ago, I would think that was the coolest fucking idea ever. I'm like, dude. You could, and
have
all
you,
the
remember
shows.
San Junipero? San Junipero, Black Mirror. That is like the best episode where the two chicks meet each other and they're in the 80s and they drive off at the very end, but they upload themselves. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I can't wait. I hope they have that technology when I'm old and dying in a nursing home. Yeah.
Light me on
fire. Made it so
entertaining. Yeah. Haven't you guys heard of
it? That's the thing. They present it this way that's like, look at how great this would be. When I think, in fact, if they actually were to succeed, which I don't think is possible, but if they were to succeed, I think that would be literal hell. Like,
absolutely. Because when
you'd be condemning yourself for eternity to this.
Yeah, there's a show on Netflix, a Big Country. I don't know if you watch this. I know Chris has, but it's called Altered.
Squid Games?
No. It's called Altered Carbon. And basically, they have these things in your spine. It's called a stack, and it's your consciousness. And if your stack gets destroyed, you die. If you go to prison, they'll tell you we're putting you in prison for 500 years. So they remove your stack, and then it's called like re-sleeving, I think they call it. So they'll put your stack in a different body, but you'll have the same consciousness, right? So it follows this dude who's like some badass like agent, and he's in different bodies throughout different lifetimes because these bodies are artificially made and have, you know, cybernetic upgrades and shit to make them a better soldier. The rich people can upload their consciousness to the cloud and they can essentially live forever because they can clone their bodies over and over and over again and they're immortal. But if you're poor,
that's why it was so hard to fucking follow. We tried to watch it and we were very hammered at the time. And like three episodes in, we were like, wait, who's who? They keep fucking switching bodies.
It's a good, I think watching it sober is a good recommendation.
You're going to have to,
but it sounds amazing. Cause I don't remember that.
Cause once you get through like those first episodes where they're setting up bullshit, it like takes off and Joel Kinnaman is in the first season and it's fucking amazing. And you're like, is this what it's going to be like once Elon is done? If Elon fucking decides like we're all going to be robots, that's how it's going to be. The poor people are going to be to call him Elon, like the fucking little boy washed up on shore in Florida. Fucking, but like that's how it's going to be. The rich can live forever. The fucking poor people are going to be stuck in sick, normal, biological, rotting bodies and their consciousness will never go on, you know?
Hey, the meek will inherit the earth, though. I think those fuckers that choose to upload their consciousness are the ones going to hell, and we're going to be the ones that, like, yeah, we might die, but hey.
We actually get to transcend into the actual other dimension, the good one.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Level up.
For sure. While they're just stuck down there pretending that that's just the way to be.
Okay, before the chat destroys me, did you find that doc? Oh, yeah.
Big Country, that was your job.
Oh, I didn't know which one of you was looking at.
Uh-oh.
You didn't look up
everybody froze but me.
Is it one of those like YouTube docs or is it somewhere on BitChute or something like that?
You could probably get it on
BitChute. Yeah, sorry. You guys are frozen for a second.
You were too.
Started talking about robots and I panicked. You were talking about robots and then I started panicking. So if you guys can hear me, okay. I know I'm a little choppy right now. So the internet, you can or cannot. Cannot?
We can. No, you're good for now. Hurry.
We wouldn't say we can't.
Okay. Okay.
You had asked that question.
Sorry. I can't. Like, well, how do you guys could be fucking robots? I don't know. So the documentary it is on YouTube. It is available. It's called The Dead Internet Theory. There's part one, part two, and it's by a channel called All Time. ALL TIME. All Time.
All right, chat guys. You hear that? Go find it, Justin. I see you.
Yeah. It's pretty good. The part one's a little slow. It's just kind of open down. Very interesting stuff. But I don't know, man. I thought that was really, really interesting because
you know it's a fun theory. I've been actually my wife and I were talking about this last night is a vampire Jesus.
Oh.
Vampire Jesus. Right. We heard vampire? Shape-shifting Jesus. Oh yeah, well think about it, right? So you go take communion and he tells you you got to eat his flesh, you got to drink his blood and you'll be everlasting, right? Weird because when a vampire bites you, you turn into an immortal vampire. For some reason, they nailed him to a crucifix, right? He's kind of, and it's some, depending on the type of vampire lore like you're into, vampires can sometimes be shapeshifters, which according to Judas, he was a little bit of a shapeshifter, right? Because they asked him, when Jesus arrives, how will you know? And he says, well, he can be old, he can be young, he can have hair of rust and whatever, right? Basically tell him he can look like however he wants, but he'll know by
Jesus,
a kiss.
Of course he can.
Yeah, right? So you got shape-shifting Jesus, vampire Jesus. He dies and then resurrects, and that's what we celebrate on Christmas.
But
you got to go to Mass at midnight.
By God, wear your mask. But wear your mask. Because...
right?
He's powerful, but not that powerful.
The ritual of communion is a little... You know, if you knew a goth vampire in high school, they would be into it if it wasn't called Catholicism. And then you have right. Mass on midnight, which is, you know, right within the witching hour when ritual magic is the strongest.
I don't know, man. The Vatican's fucked. I'm sorry, any Catholics out there, but
come on. And the Vatican is garbage. So,
yeah.
Jesus could have been.
I mean, that's an interesting, you know. And I'm sure if there's any religious person out there that's listening to this and you're fucking freaking out right now, relax. Okay. We're saying what if. We're not saying he is a fucking
what if, man. You know, what if? We don't know. We weren't there. Okay. They kept Lilith out of the Bible for some reason. So
well, you know, but it's it's this I think we talked about it a few episodes ago. Like all the things that we know up until about 200 years ago, pure speculation at this point.
Yeah, but right? Dude, okay.
We've been talking pure about that a lot lately. Yeah.
I mean, remember we were doing that whole bit boy on our show and we were like, how do we know pirates talk like, I'm a pirate, matey.
well, shit,
according to your booty. How do we know pirates can talk like that?
Yeah, but according to Hollywood, every Egyptian from ancient Egypt and every ancient Greek or Roman speaks with a British accent. You know,
dude,
and
I had that problem with Spartacus. It's Spartacus, okay? They're in ancient Rome or whatever, and they're all English accents. I'm like, this is not historically accurate, and they're talking about Jupiter's cock. Like, it's definitely not real.
Not real. I'm calling bullshit. You know,
Of course, us Spartans. We enjoy tea before our massacre. Like, what are you fucking talking about? How do we know that's nuts? What?
Dude, come on. So for all we know, pirates could have just talked like us, you know. They
spoke English.
Yeah, exactly. Just
they might have had
guys.
A fucking typewriter, and they were typing some shit out, and the A and R button got stuck, and it typed, and they're like, fuck. I'll leave it.
The
in,
old pirate
whatever.
Ships probably look more like an aircraft carrier or something, you know. Like, if we're talking about a Great Reset a couple hundred years ago, you guys got to go back and watch our episode with Matt, the dude I was telling you about. He does something on the old world fairs, you know that.
Oh yeah. We just talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, go back and watch that one. It was great.
We got stuck on this fucking documentary, another documentary, and it's long, but it's
probably the one we watch. Is it the one that's like 8 hours? The guy that has like the very thick like Scottish accent.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's
like,
talking about
look.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, right.
And that fucks like everything up because you're like, oh fuck, man, like you're just sitting in the great. Dark, like. Okay, so
we're
civilization, told. Like, so okay, am I from a fucking baby farm from some fair?
Right.
Like, is that where my lineage
the second
starts?
Part, the second part of the documentary is 8 hours long, and it's better than the first one. I liked the first one as well. That's like 5-6, but the second one that's 8 hours, I didn't love the first one. It was a lot of mind blowing shit, but the second one is very eye opening, and it's done a little bit. I think it goes down smoother.
Well, and like Corey says, the fucking trees.
Dude.
Yeah.
The big mesas that look like trees.
Yeah. Those. And then you have things like they put time on everything, right? So like when you go look at the Grand Canyon, they're like, the Grand Canyon is 1.8 billion years old. And it's like, wait, how do you fucking know that? First of all,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know? Maybe it's just the way it was. Like
we carbon dated the rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This fossil is, you know, it's not like telling the age of a tree. That's pretty fucking simple. You cut it open, you count the rings. But they're like, we carbon dated it. And we, first of all, anybody that looks a little, just a little bit more deeper into carbon dating, that shit is bullshit. It's not accurate at all.
It's only accurate back to what, a couple hundred, maybe thousand years?
Yeah. Maybe. And maybe thousand, but how do we know? You know what I mean?
It's only accurate as far as they tell us.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's going to be like, okay, well, sure. Maybe this fish is old, but it's not billions of years old. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, because some big country get into dinosaurs and it's fucking, it's silly.
Not real.
Dinosaurs are as fake and gay as space.
But we got fossils. We got fossils, right? So maybe dinosaurs aren't what they tell us. The pictures that we see, I'm convinced more they look like birds than anything else anyhow, right? But
giant ass birds.
Just giant birds, dude. I mean, you look back 80 years ago and you have the secretary bird that's fucking, well, you have secretary birds now, but they're much smaller. But you know, they say 100 years ago there's an eagle that's as tall as a man, which is believable because there's some big fucking birds out there, you know what I mean?
That's so terrifying too.
Yeah, so I mean, say a giant bird like that gets stuck,
they're hippogriffs, I think, in Harry Potter,
you know, and then boom, you got a fossil of something they think is a dinosaur, you know what I mean? But
yeah, well, a lot of the stuff, like with the Grand Canyon, have you guys heard a lot about the Grand Canyon shit? Because they say that was like carved out over millions of years by water or whatever. Like, there's a lot of people saying maybe it was a meteor, but then there's other weird shit. There's like temples or something down there, there's like old, like Egyptian looking ruins and shit down there.
Well, when you think about like parts of China and India, and they have like temples and what looks like living facilities carved in the sides of mountains and stuff like that. So it's believable because those areas look similar, if not a little different, you know what I mean? But why not here? I mean, we've got pyramids in South America. We've got pyramids in the Middle East. We've got pyramids in China and in other parts of Asia. So why wouldn't there be some temples in the wall here or temples in the wall there? You know what I mean?
Well, and then the star forts that are everywhere too. Exactly. Not just, I mean, like a lot of places. Yeah. That was in that doc too. Yeah. That blew me away. I'm like, we've never learned about this in school. I've never once seen a picture of this shit. Like, what is it?
Yeah, that's something they should definitely be telling kids. Oh my god,
Oh, Corey says dragons. You said ancient big birds. He said dragons.
Dragons,
maybe.
Yeah. Dragons. Well, even when you read of like ancient stories, right? You know, like shortly after Sumerians learned how to write words and like all these old religions and stuff like that, they talk about like chariots on fire, which if all you know is a horse-drawn chariot and you see a spaceship show up, you know, or a plane or something.
Well, they call them burning wheels or there's all kind of like,
well, they don't have any, they don't have any perspective to describe that object the way that we would today. So they're going to describe it using things that they have. So,
And then you look back at like the technological advances, even just from like the 70s to now, it's insane. Like, so you're telling me we spent billions of years like evolving, and then all of a sudden, within like 30 years, we go from a fucking carbureted 5,000-pound coupe to a Tesla.
Yeah, that escalated quickly. I think there was something, there was a hand that helped us a little bit. I think there's some other being, whether it's from outer space or a different dimension, even Hollow Earth, who knows? I don't know what is out there, but there's something else. Something made a deal with our higher-ups and was like, we'll give you this. I don't know what we have to do in return. But.
Well, there was
suck a bunch of alien dick.
Well, I think Eisenhower might have, because there's that
like
theory.
American Horror Story. Well,
that it's so funny, right? Because that's like one of the theories that I read, like early on into this whole conspiracy thing, was that Eisenhower basically gave up the human race to the tall grays.
Punk ass bitch.
Fucking come on, man. And so he goes to meet the way it plays out in American Horror Story is exactly how the story goes. You know what I mean? And then some shit changes, like it gets kind of weird, you know, with like aliens pegging dudes and shit. It gets weird, but, and that could have been how it went down. I don't know. I wasn't there, but the idea of something like that happening, you got aliens showing up shortly after World War II. I don't know if, and I know Big Country's going to roll his eyes at this, but I don't know if the nuclear bombs did switch on some signal and invite, you know, a higher life form to our realm to discuss, like, hey, what the fuck are you guys doing? You want to play in the big
league?
What
if we've been their experiment this whole time, though?
Could have been. And once we were like, okay, cool, we're splitting atoms now, they're like, this shit's getting out of hand. You know, we got to step
in. Yeah, they're just like, oh, wow, we just bought this ant farm for our kids. What the fuck is it doing?
Yeah, doing.
How did it evolve so quickly?
There's genocidal maniacs in there already.
The little kid's like, I made an iPhone for you here.
Well, yeah, if you think about it like a Petri dish, like if we're just a big Petri dish and we literally have a dome of a thing over us and it's some kid just watching his high school experiment. To them, it might be only a couple days, and to us, it's been however many thousands of years. And he's just watching it get out of hand, and he's like, "Oh Jesus, I gotta do something." See, the stars—they're just the lights in the classroom. See?
Oh, son of a bitch!
That's like a Twilight Zone episode.
The kid's the one that's been giving us the technology the whole time because it's just a child. The parents are the ones fighting with him and saying, "No, no, no, no," and that's all
divorced.
The conflict in space.
The parents
are
divorced.
Just fighting with the kid. Now they're divorced. Yeah, so now they're divorced. The faction of the mom, the dad, and the kid. Yeah. The kid's
so we're just like a weekend project now.
Yeah.
He's got a younger girlfriend and he travels a lot. So he
got checked out.
Got checked out. So, you know, he went to college and forgot us at his parents' house.
We're just like Woody on Toy Story. We're just like left in the closet. I had a weird thought the other day. I totally forgot until just now because we were talking about the stars being classroom lights and all kinds of weird shit. But thinking of it like a video game, I love thinking about this world like a video game where you're like kind of an avatar and somebody else is playing you, which is you, but that's where your consciousness is.
Yeah.
You playing you as an avatar. Yeah. So I was thinking, I'm like, what if the fucking sky is a glass dome and it's the fucking tube TV screen and the stars are whatever? I don't know. We can't figure out how to get past it because we're fucking cartoon characters and we can't figure out how to get out of the TV. We're like, we know we're in a TV. There's no way out, and the edges are Antarctica, the TV wall.
Yeah, where it's the little fuzz around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, very well could be. You know, it could be a simulation, The Sims, and we're just playing our built a character to look like us. You know, fucking 6 years ago, I decided to grow a beard for my avatar, and
yeah, here we are. Dude. How? Okay.
Two points. Give my avatar a fucking better back, though, for sure.
You get to pick skills in the beginning when you pick your avatar. You like you get to pick strength and intelligence.
No,
he
picked funny and intelligence over body.
And then you were like, back, oh dude. Fuck, back strength. I forgot about that. God damn it.
And that makes sense though.
Next time, dude.
All the famous beautiful people are dumb as shit. So that makes sense. They picked the wrong skills.
Yeah, they're like, I just want to be really pretty and influential. But
I want to be a YouTube influencer.
Meanwhile, that means that all of the intelligent people in real life think you're a retard.
That's a good theory, though. I like that.
Watching things, but I when I was younger, I
are you frozen again? God damn it!
That was a great place to.
Okay, everybody, go sign up to their Patreon or whatever they have and get Big Country new internet. God damn it!
We need to do a GoFundMe for your Ethernet cable.
Sign up on Rockfin, $10 a month. You get all their content, and he gets new internet. We all win here.
One Big Country today.
Yeah.
Look, is he frozen like that?
Are
on
you
purpose?
Frozen, or are you just fucking with us?
Oh, I think he's.
I'm gonna go back and screenshot that. That was great. He's like, oh.
For the people who aren't watching live, I'm sorry you have to hear this. This is a really hilarious moment, though. You should go back to Rockfin if you're listening.
Yeah, so you're missing so much if you don't see me wearing PJs on our fucking show.
Is the connection still bad?
No, you're good now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
You started to say when I was younger, and then
okay, when I was I didn't play a lot of computer games.
Uh-oh.
Now his sound cut out again.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, now go. Hurry.
The Sims.
All right, everyone be quiet. Ready, go. Big Country.
I played The Sims, the first one a lot. It was crazy because Like when I made my guy in The Sims, I could have been anybody I wanted. Fat, a chick with a dick, whatever. You know, who cares, right? It's a Sims. It's not a real thing. Yeah. I made what I thought I would look like when I got older, and I built like a little bitch ass house. Cause that's all the money. I was like a newspaper guy.
A bitch ass house.
You kind of
like. Am I really?
Turn your video off. Try turning your video off. See if that.
I'm gonna turn the video off.
I'm tired of seeing your face anyway. Turn your video off.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is. Wow.
So far, yeah.
Oh fuck you guys!
So far, it's doing great.
So weird because I have fiber. I have Google Fiber. Anyways, all right.
Okay. Toot.
It's just an interesting thought process. If you played that game and you go back, like, what did your character look like? It probably looked like what you thought you would look like when you're like older or whatever. You have a house, you're an adult or whatever. When in reality, now we want to be something that's not even fucking close to that. Like, not even kind of what that character was then is now. Like, I want to be, you know, a famous rock star or whatever. Like, I want to have a jetpack, like, surgically inserted into my asshole. So I
have one of those.
Yeah. You just shoot off into the sky.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Elon's at it again. Yeah.
But here's something that I don't know if you guys have noticed this. And I sent it to Boya the other night. And I started thinking about it after the fact that for whatever reason, right? And maybe this plays into the Great Reset. But they're representing things that have already happened and they're doing it as new.
Yeah.
So boy, remember that video I sent you just last night? This fucking dork comes out with this promo video of like, check out my rock weight. So basically what this is a plastic mold of a dumbbell, and you take this thing called concrete and you pour it into the weights. And then you have the weight of the weight dumbbell in concrete. And it's really nice. It's easy. I'm like, that fucking already existed.
Yeah.
But he's like, they're brand new. It's an awesome idea. And I'm like, this guy can't be younger than me. Yeah, it was sand. My parents had some ones with like some concrete, and if you drop it, they fucking explode because the plastic was brittle as shit and they break everywhere. And now you have like a 22 and a half pound dumbbell if you could still lift like the rest of the concrete. But I'm like, they already have this shit. All the styles that are coming back out again. I'm like,
oh yeah.
I used to wear that shit, and I fucking bought them at what was that store everybody went?
Family Bargain Center?
No.
Topic?
No. Miller's Outpost.
Yeah.
I used to go to Miller's Outpost to buy all these fucking clothes that these kids are wearing. Like they're like, why are you like? They look at me, why are you wearing this fucking stupid outfit? I'm like, you dressed like I did when it was stupid. Yeah. So I don't know. Like we've already done this. We've already been through this reset. So it's welcome to the 90s.
You're
going to
be dressing like you in 20 years. My daughter asked me for mom jeans, not knowing what mom jeans were, because mom jeans were a thing when I was young that my mom wore. Like I would never wear mom jeans. Those were never in for me. But my daughter said, hey, this was probably like 5 years ago. She's like, hey, mom, can I get these mom jeans? And I was like, the fuck? No, you cannot.
You're
serious?
Still doing that, though. I still
She's
see.
Like, what do you mean? They're so cool.
I still see like people with their pants
high
pulled
rise
up here.
Here, but then
it's
the
like,
ass is baggy and it's so ugly. I'm like, do
you
want to
like,
look?
No dude ever is like, oh yeah.
No, I know. So guess what, though? I actually did. I did let her get them. I let her get them for that exact reason. I was like, you know what? I hope you look like shit everywhere you go. I love you so much, and I don't want any boys fantasizing about you. So absolutely, you can have those mom jeans.
Walk around like you got a full diaper.
Yeah. You look so hot.
The biggest thing now, too, is kids wearing hoodies all the time.
Yeah.
I don't get that one either. But I'm like, how did
For the temperature of where we live, though, that you need to say that.
Oh, yeah. It's 110 during the summer, and there's kids walking around in hoodies. It's like,
yeah, it's not cold.
But I texted my older brother back when the mom jean thing first hit, and I was like, okay, how did this happen again, and how did we kill it the first time? Because it went away, and then it came back. How did we kill it?
Well, here's the thing, man. Here's how you know things are really fucked up, and maybe this goes all the way back to the Mandela effect. If at any point in the next 5 to 10 years, you turn on the radio, and you're like, and here's a new hit single by the awesome band Nirvana. And it's like, bow, 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 bow. And you're like, what the fuck?
We lapped the reality.
We lapped reality, but we kept getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude,
like,
I mean,
what the fuck?
Or maybe next year it's like the new music is just going to be like, you know, the old trumpets and shit from the 20s. Like, bah, 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 and that's going to be like the new hot shit, like Billboard 100.
Big band shit. Right. Yeah, right. Seth MacFarlane would have a blast.
The girls all be dressing like flappers at all the dances. Yeah, they're all like, they have like big hats.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm okay with that. I'm okay
hey,
with that.
Hey, what do you say, sugar tits?
Well, it was like every time you left the house for a dinner, you had to fucking get dressed to the nines, dude. And I would love to get back to that. You know what I mean? Guys used to wear suits on airplanes, and now you're lucky if someone has, you know, but now you're lucky if someone has closed-toed shoes on the airplane.
I'm absolutely robbing banks if that happens, though.
It's so easy. There's no way. I mean, if I had a time machine, and I could pick a profession, I would have been like a professional bank robber. Because it's like, okay, cool. You get away with $8,000.
That's a real profession.
Dude, if we knew what we did now about their technology back then, we could rob the fuck out of banks. It was easy back then. Like, there's no cameras. There's nothing. It would be so easy.
You didn't even wear a mask.
Just go to the adjacent town. Like, because, you know, everybody in your little town knows what you look like. But you just, like, 25 miles over, rob the fuck out of 3 banks and come back, and no one would ever know that you robbed any of those banks, and you'd be rich as fuck.
There's no social media. No one can even call.
Yeah, exactly.
You just tell their friends.
Like, I don't know. It was a guy with a hat.
He had a really crazy mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone's a Tommy gun.
Everyone's got a hat on in the fucking 20s, you know? But I would love to. Or, even Old West robbing fucking banks, and it was like, they could literally just do whatever they wanted. And then you could stop anywhere you wanted and build a house and be like, this is my land.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a water hole for my horse here. Settle down.
There's a stream and there's gold in that stream. I know it. And this is my place now. And I have a shotgun. So go away.
Land laws.
And I'm going to throw a gate around all of these wild cattle here. And they're mine too. So, and now you
have right.
Farm.
I guess technically they were stealing from the Indians. I mean, Native Americans, my bad.
True,
but
true.
Probably. Who knows? I don't know if that story's true either.
Dude, there was a Native American tribe that was pushing vaccines. I was like,
what the fuck? Listen, itchy blanket.
Yeah.
Itchy blanket.
Don't you remember the Trail of Tears? I know someone told you that story at some point. But there's this tribal elder there with this teenager, and he's like, so tell him you get your vaccine, you know? And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to get my vaccine and I'm going to get the booster and I'm 16 and I can't wait to die of a heart attack early. And I'm like,
right after I go gamble.
Yeah. Finish this bottle of whiskey and go.
Right. Yeah. The white men stole our land and we did not trust them. Only on this topic specifically about the vaccine.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, they do trust us. That's what
we
trust.
Great Spirit and Fauci.
Yeah.
Right. I would hope there's a lot of like tribal elders that are like, man, fuck that shit.
Dude, they gotta be. I mean, it doesn't make any sense because I wonder why the unvaccinated is so high in the Black community. And it's like, you guys forgot about the Tuskegee experiment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you mean the Tuskegee?
Or the general distrust of white people.
You know, and it's like, fuck, man. Anybody comes to your neighborhood and says, I got free this, they're like, that shit's stolen or there's something else wrong with it. You know what I mean? So it's like the government shows up. It's like, I got free vaccines. It's like, fuck that. I'm not taking – it's a free shot. For me,
the natives are like, me no have vaccine. Yeah, oh, that's Japanese.
No, I don't want your vaccine. Last time you told me I get a free something.
You
put me discipline. Into a camp, and then I have to stay there the whole time.
Yeah, and he's an Indian chief, right? That guy.
Oh, that was a Japanese guy.
No, my Japanese is way better than my native. I'm sorry, natives. We're not ripping on you. We love you, but Japanese I will make fun of.
We're not making fun of everyone. White people are very easy to make fun of too, and that's what we are. Like, I don't give a fuck if people make fun of us. Everyone
we were doing it earlier.
We should all celebrate our differences in a funny fucking
that's
way.
What makes
I was doing it ripping on white people earlier when I was saying the TikTok videos that start with, hey guys.
Hey guys, oh my god, I'm a white girl.
That's
like
white people.
We don't do those things, but we totally could. Like, we could make a video video.
We might have to do a parody.
It would be very believable. I bet we could get people to donate to us Absolutely. And think we were real and huge. We could get tons of bots on our account and be like, oh my God, you guys are back for another one. And it'd be our first one. Like,
dude,
we never
I'm
did
so
one.
I'm so putting a parody story or something on Instagram yes. tomorrow that I'm right. doing it.
Yeah, it's got to be some stupid instruction. Like,
yeah, no,
a life hack that everybody like, already knows, you know?
Yeah. Like, did you know if you clean your pan with soap, it gets the grease out? Yeah,
no,
follow
we have
me.
To have something
follow
weird. Me. Something weird.
Follow for me for it. Yeah. Follow me for more life hacks. For
I'm gonna put yeah. her in a baseball cap, and I'm gonna do my hair in pigtails though, so that we're like you know, gender neutral and you know.
Yeah,
I think that's just gender. That's fine.
School of crap.
It's neutral.
Oh, sorry, that was right in the mic.
We bang right after. While you're wearing
the hole.
How would you feel about that? You think you would come?
I don't know if I could get hard.
Let's give it a try.
You might work with it.
I don't know. Only if you wear mom jeans.
And play Nirvana. Play Nirvana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, there's nothing funnier than like when my wife and I are out and we'll see, you could tell they're like wannabe influencers or influencers. My wife is super white, right? And she'll look at me and go, fucking white people. And it's so funny to me because she gets it, you know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, you know, that's like they're attacking Dave Chappelle over this shit, but that's like what the world needs right now. And anybody that's ever listened to Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, even Bill Burr, he's married to a black woman, but like yeah. their racial comedy is the funniest shit you'll ever hear.
And it's acceptable because they're married to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but though, like, even when they're telling stories to their sold out giant arenas, right? They're like, everybody's laughing. You don't see one person go, I can't take this and leave. It's like, everybody finds that shit funny, except for like five people that work at Netflix. And they're like, Cuties is cool, but fuck Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? Like, the priorities are so fucked up. Like, let's have a laugh.
No, we have one of my best friends is this corn-fed motherfucker from Indiana, John. We love you, and he rips on white people, and he is the whitest dude I have ever met. And he's always like, "Oh, fucking white people." I'm like, "Dude, you look at you.
It's
look
so
at
funny.
You."
His hair is so blonde, it's almost red, and his skin is so white that it's literally almost white
like
for
you
real.
Can,
like,
it's glowing,
not even peach.
Him.
He wouldn't get in the sun. Like the sun would just burn him like a vampire.
Poor guy. A little bit. He's got to walk around.
You know, it's
kind of
freaking me out that we can't see Big Country because I don't know if he's like,
I'm here. I'm here. No, I'm here.
Sorry.
I'm just enjoying the conversation. Well, there's one thing that there's also one thing that I wanted to bring up that's really fucking pissing me off that I just saw recently. And this is, and I very recently have gotten out of the whole like left right paradigm. And
yeah.
I mean, the wife and I have, I mean, we registered to vote. We registered as libertarians. I will probably never, ever vote in another election ever again.
I just said that yesterday. I'm like, I think I'm done with voting.
Someone's going to vote for you. It's fine.
Fuck them all.
You know what I mean? I might run for governor, my state. That'd be fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
All right. You know what I mean? I'll run on the comp.
Mail me a Kansas ballot and I'll vote for you.
Don't even worry about it. We got the Dominion on our side. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Dominion. Vote for the hooligans. But I'm seeing this on the right now. And what people really have to understand is they are just presenting another boogeyman for you to hate and be afraid of. And it just so happens to be the Chinese. Now, I'm not lionizing the Chinese government in any way. Fuck those communist pigs, right? They're a bunch of sick bastards and they treat their people like shit.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against the Chinese people. But when this article came out, was it today, yesterday?
That's right.
About the hypersonic nuclear missile that they shot.
Nuclear capable.
Okay, hear
didn't
me out.
Throw that bitch
one.
In orbit. I heard it was like,
hear me out.
Went around the Earth one whole time before
fuck
it landed
that.
Where it was supposed
okay.
to.
Okay,
it's pretty fucked up.
Hear me out on this. I'm probably going to upset quite a few people. Now I'm. Admittedly a flat earther, right? So I don't believe in outer space, and I don't believe in nukes. I don't believe in that shit. So, but hear me out on this one. So it's hypersonic, which means it's five times faster than the speed of sound. The speed of sound is 767 miles per hour. So that's 3,800 miles per hour that this rocket shot upwards into low Earth orbit, went around the supposed globe, which I don't believe, but let's just say for the sake of the argument.
Maybe, but maybe that, I mean, even if you're a flat earther, does that negate, depending on the camp of flat earth that you're in, does that negate the idea that something could fly around the top of the dome?
No. Okay. I guess it couldn't, but based on what they're suggesting.
Right, right. Okay, the way they're telling it. Okay.
They're telling it went around the globe, which is 25,000 square miles, 25,000 miles in circumference end to end, right? So North Pole all the way back around the North Pole, right? And then it eventually hit its target. Okay. Does anybody even have any idea how fast 5 times the speed of sound is, and then how much gas, jet fuel you would need to even get up there, go that speed all the way around the Earth, and mind you, dodge the 20,000 satellites that are just fucking floating. It just missed all of them.
GPS, baby.
Is that what they were actually saying was powering it, was like normal rocket fuel?
I don't know. It could have been duck farts for all we know, but I just, it could have been fuel and jet fuel or whatever, but they posted this. And then you see people on there like David Harris Jr., who's like far right guy, not far right. I say far right. People get a stigma about it, but he's like a pro Trump guy, a conservative guy. But I'm like, see the Chinese. Then I'm like, no, dude. It's the same thing that they presented on 9/11 with the Taliban and the terrorists and ISIS. And you got to be afraid with people with Talibans or turbans on their heads. And you got to be afraid of the brown people. It's like, now it's just the Chinese, and it used to be the Russians. Then it was North Korea's.
Japan. We did it with Japan here in our own country.
With Japan. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that fucking hate our way of life. There absolutely is, because America's dope as fuck, even though we don't have our shit together. But I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. So
here's my idea of that, because I do agree with like the boogeyman stigma. I think that what they're doing is, because we already know China has their hands in our government already. There's plenty of people bought, paid for, sleeping with spies openly. Nobody's doing shit about it.
Yeah. What's his name? Whatever. Fucked Fang Fang Ping Pong or Fang.
Yeah, exactly.
He played Pang Pang with Fang Fang.
and fucking, you got Hunter Biden just smashing fucking Chinese miners provided to him by his Chinese handlers. And that's a fact. So fact check. But anyway.
Fact check it.
But, you know, they keep telling you like China's good, you know, at least this administration will tell you like there's nothing wrong with China, China's fine, we're going to trade with them, we're going to do this, that, whatever. But then they're like, oh fuck, they also have these crazy ass weapons, you know. So I feel like they're kind of pushing it into a way like, hey, we need China because look what they're capable of, you know. So if we're going to look to any country for any sort of help or anything like that, it's going to be China, because they have missiles that can fucking circle the globe and blow us up at any time. And I feel like they're like softening this trail for the CCP to just pretty much whenever they want, you know, whenever they're ready for this fucking wave of communist assholes from China to show up. They're already positioned in Canada. We know that they have bases there. Trudeau's basically signed an agreement that says if the Chinese government thinks that any of their assets, any of their assets in the country of Canada are under any threat based on what the Chinese think, not what the Canadians think, then China can protect those assets at all costs by any means necessary. Some of those bases are pretty close to American soil. So if they continue this narrative of these high-powered weapons and them being such a world power and we need to respect them, their trade is strong. And next thing you know, it's like, well, fuck, come on in. Why don't you guys build factories here? Then they're in the business ventures, and which they already are, you know what I mean? And it just kind of, it's like they're terraforming. That's what it feels like right now.
That's
kind
a
of
good point, though, because with all the ships hanging out at the out on the ocean, you know, just sitting there because they don't have the truckers for it, it would make sense if that was manufactured the way we think it is for them to be like, hey, we could solve our fucking supply line thing by just having you build factories here and just doing it, you know. So
but even, you know, I saw a video of a bunch of truckers, hundreds of truckers parked at a dock here up in Long Beach, and they're telling, you know, the guy's taking video and he's like, we have all of the chassis we need to load these boxes up. We have hundreds of trucks here ready to go. And no one at the port is letting us touch any of the shipments.
because it's federal property, isn't it? All the ports of entry are federal property.
It doesn't, even if it was private property, they would have to release it, right? But it has to go through so many checks, what they call checks, because we know half of those fucking shipping containers have life support systems in them for smuggling people, whether they're part of human trafficking or whether they're part of some, you know, organized crime. They're trying to move about the globe or plane. But either way, there's certain channels that even if it was a private company that they have to jump through, and the federal government in general is holding that back for some reason. Right.
Right.
So they're telling you kids aren't going to have Christmas presents. They're going to tell you no food on the shelves. We're starting to see that in some places. But it's like they're
like a war on media, though. I feel like saying, can you imagine, though, if I just had this weird idea? I've had a couple white claws, so I don't know how well this is going to come out. But
I've had a few.
What if all of that? So but the leaders of the world could say, they could have a media war and say, hey, if you don't do this for us, we're going to release a gigantic news story that we launched a missile and it went all the way around the world the whole time and then crashed into the ocean. And if the US was like, fuck you, we're not doing it. And China was like, fine, fuck you, we're releasing this story. They didn't even have to do anything at all. But now tons of people believe it. And they're like, holy shit, you could say, and they could take it a step further and say, hey, we're going to invade tomorrow, or we're going to shut off supply of all of this tomorrow. So now there's no more toilet paper like what happened last year, or no more water, or no more anything. People will just hear it, and that's enough power that nothing even has to really happen. People just have to hear the story, and then bam, there's a huge effect.
The people that hear that, like you said, you know, they're spread, these people start to have a little bit of fear, and then you have some politician that shows up and says, well, I'm going to do my damnedest to work with China because we don't want them to use that weapon, and all those scared people will go and vote for this idiot, you know, or at least it appears that way. Social media, you have all these influencers pushing people to vote a certain way, even if they're bots, they're doing it, you know what I mean? So it definitely painting a narrative for somebody.
Everything's a painted narrative. Every single thing is. So if they don't like someone, or someone does something they don't like, they're just, oh wow, we found porn on your computer. That probably isn't real in some cases as well. I'm sure it is in some cases and isn't in others. They can do whatever they want. Someone can commit suicide by shooting themselves in the head twice, you know, in the back of the head. Throwing themselves in a river, whatever, you know. And it's just, they tell us that and we're like, I don't say that, but a lot of people do. They just hear it and they're like, oh yeah, that's what happened. And I'm like, did you read it though? Like, did you?
Well, yeah. I mean, but think about this. I bet you everybody in this live stream right now, and even maybe even people in the chat, I bet you've all have seen this picture of empty shelves with like that curtain.
Yeah. The picture in front of it. Hands on it. Yeah.
It's the same fucking picture. Underneath. Have you guys seen a different picture of that? No, I'm not saying that the food shortage is a falsification. I haven't seen it where I'm living.
I haven't either.
Like some items are, they're like, hey, because of the food shortage, it's hard to get like this type of corn.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, and like steak is very expensive right now.
Steak and chicken went fucking up.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how many times does that photo get circulated? And then this idea of this food shortage is now across the social media platforms. And it's creating panic. And when I said earlier, like, I have no intention of voting anymore. Like, my wife and I have this whole plan of 100% want to be out of debt, and then we're going to buy some property, and we're just going to be like Owen Benjamin. Like, we're going to be fucking out on our own, doing our own thing. And not to say that we won't act in society in certain ways, but the sooner you realize that you don't have to exist in the society that's presented to you, the better off you'll be and the more power you'll have. Because I think part of the social media scare tactics and the news and China this, then North Korea that, then Russia this, then hate this person and look at this person differently, the sooner you realize that that's all fucking bullshit, the sooner you realize how much power you have. And not even, you know, in groups, just individually, man. Like, people are so smart, so you know, they're so, they have such an ability to build things and to create things and to do things. Like, you know, when my wife and I were talking the other night about like, what if we had zero debt at all whatsoever? Like we would pay our rent for groceries, gas, and like a cell phone. And like, what do we do with the rest of this money that we would have? Like whatever we fucking wanted.
Yeah.
So imagine if you grew your own groceries, right? You had your own like little farm, you know, like a chicken makes an egg a day.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking if you had like five of those.
Ours fucking slacked off the last couple of weeks.
Our chicken got broody. Now we have no eggs, but keep
going. Damn. Your chicken saw some shit. That's probably got scared.
Maybe she woke up from the Matrix and she's like, this egg laying is bullshit.
It's winter time. Yeah. It's because it's cold.
No, they do stop during a portion of the year. But you know, things like that. And then getting into communities of people of like-minded individuals where they're like, you know, I took a stance on the mask. Like I'm not fucking doing masks no more. If I go into a business and you require a mask, sorry, dude, I'm not being here. Nothing against you. That's your right. I respect that, but I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's as simple as that.
I think people are starting to realize that though, because they're starting to realize like, okay, these rules are bullshit, you know? Cause at first, societal rules for the most part, for most people, they were reasonable, right? Fucking have some respect for people, you know, cover your ass, fucking don't fart in a restaurant. Like, and it's like, now it's okay for a group of people to walk up to a restaurant and force people to take a knee or put their fist in the air, and nobody does anything about it. And you see it over and over again, and everybody's okay with it. Or someone,
I was wondering how much of that was fake too, though.
You know what I mean? Cause I'm like, man, there's not one fucking person in this restaurant that goes, fuck you guys, and punches someone in the face right away. There has to be one at every restaurant. You know what I mean? And cause it's hard cause I got kids, but I would probably be that guy if someone showed up and told me and my wife, put your fist in the air, we're going to beat the shit out of you. Nah. I'm going to put someone in an ambulance before I get the shit kicked out of me.
Is this a video that I'm missing?
No, it was back in the BLM shit.
Last summer,
white people going around to other white people going, you need to kneel and put your fist in the air to show solidarity for BLM.
Like at restaurants.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess I'll do that.
And people are just complying.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how much of those videos are real.
That's that power of the media. But on top of...
on top of like the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, you know, everybody trying to divide family members. Because there's plenty of families who people just stop talking to each other because they don't agree on the election. They don't agree on the mask or the vaccines. You know what I mean? So they've just like cut ties. And but I think the people, it doesn't matter what side, they're seeking a certain community, right? Which is probably beneficial for everybody. And until they get a little weird, you know, like cultish, because the people that like listen to Fauci, like they're very, very cultish. This whole COVID thing has turned them into a weird cult. Everybody else is like, you know what? I'm gonna find something else to do. If I'm not gonna visit this business to exercise because they require me to have X, Y, and Z, then I'm gonna find a community that does. If this grocery store won't let me in, I'm going to find a community that does. And I think that that's happening. And I think it's happening a lot quicker than people anticipated.
Especially the media. You can see them backpedaling real quick. They're like, been talking COVID's about this reaching an endemic. Like I've seen articles where they're talking about it being over almost.
Yeah. Well now they're talking about super lately, cold.
The splitting of the realities here, and it's fucking happening right in front of you.
Yeah.
There's people that are thinking one way, the cultish way, and there's people thinking our way, who would also be called cultish by the other side, which is ironic. But so we actually got to get out of here soon. I just found out my kid is going back to school tomorrow after being quarantined for a sickness he didn't have. Aww. It was somebody else.
I
had
want to hear paranormal stories.
My youngest son is doing that right now. He has to stay home for a week because some other 2-year-old in his class tested positive.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I just wanted to close out with like, where you think this is going? Like, I know from a Big Country's perspective, being a Christian, we're in Revelation right now. We're in Revelation, right? Tribulation, maybe pre-trib. I don't know, but where do you?
Yeah, pre-trib. Pre-trib. I don't believe in the rapture, but yeah, coming up. Coming up next.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna
meet the Antichrist. He's an eligible bachelor.
Trials and tribulations.
Stay tuned at 11.
Hey.
Why your next trip to the salad bar could be your last at 11.
well, I think the people that continue to watch the news and accept the fear Because there's plenty of us to be afraid of already. Our bodies are amazing things, and nature is trying to kill us every fucking day. And yeah. by the grace of our bodies and the way they were designed or created or whatever you want to believe in, that it's what keeps us alive. And I think people are looking to find a simpler way of life because the news, social media, and all that shit, there's a certain group of people that it crushes them, and they want to get out of that. But there's certain people that thrive in that. And so you're right. These two realities are shifting, and there's going to be three much different classes than you're used to seeing. We're going to have the elites that are always there. We're going to have this weird fucking group of people that have had 58 booster shots and their hair's dyed all kinds of different colors, and the women
you
have
look like Gollum.
Yeah,
how long do you think those people are going to last for real?
Not long at all, because those people, they need to be pissed at somebody. So if this other counterculture decides we don't need you guys at all, you have no skills, you don't bring anything to the table, we can completely shut you off, and those people are going to have to find something else to be mad about, and they're just going to devour each other, and that's it. And then, you know, the cream rises to the top, but we still have
it's going
to
be like the untalented people from the first half of American Horror Story.
It's going to be like the Purge.
Yeah.
The untalented people that fucking end up
Their hair and they're just like
lose their hair. And they, for some reason, need to buy jackets with giant shoulder pads. So they'll be easily
and
recognized.
They eat rabbits in cemeteries. Yeah,
I kind of dug those jackets though. And the way they're like,
yeah. Well, when the first guy bought the jacket, I'm like, so he's a trendsetter, because every single guy after him was like, where did you get the jacket? And he's like, oh, takes him to the little boutique, you know what I mean?
That's Miller's what happens to untalented people. They don't think for themselves, so they exactly. were like, I need that too.
He's like, we all turned pale white, we need those jackets to finish off the look here we're going for. Yeah.
We gotta be a group.
Well, you guys, tell us where we can find you, like always at the end of podcasts. It's a total hack thing to do, but we gotta do it so that people know where to go.
Yeah. Hey guys, cool. You can check us out on all podcasting platforms. We're exclusively on Rockfin. You wanted me to start my video?
Because you're doing that voice. I had to see your face one last time.
Oh shoot, I'm sorry. I put my privacy flap down there.
Oh. I've never belly laughed during our show ever in my life. Ever. And we've been doing the show for a little over a year. And I think I've done it 3 or 4 times when you've talked, Big Country. So thank you so much. I'm not
That's a BLM.
And I was like hysterically laughing.
You don't
and I'm
have
like,
to. I don't require it.
You know what I'm saying? Knees on necks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
I can make that joke because that's not how he died. So yeah, guys, you can check us out on all podcasting platforms. It'd be great if you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple. We are exclusively on Rockfin for the video content. We are on Instagram. We don't have a Patreon, but we do have a website, weconspiracies.com. I was trying to keep it going as long as I could.
I love how you started with, hey guys.
Hey guys. I didn't see your face. We had no inkling.
Hey guys, what's up? My pronouns are they, zinc, thonk, bink, and boink.
Beep, boop.
Beep, boop, bop, bip, 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 bip. Man, that was fun. We got a wild one. Appreciate you guys having us on, by the way.
Well, thank next time so we much. Have a that free awesome. Monday, since it's the only fucking day you guys can record.
Oh, you guys only record Mondays?
We can record other days. Monday usually works best for Chris, but
not when his wife's mad.
Yeah. So
not here.
Mondays are totally fine.
Part time guy. So, but I mean, if you guys come up with a day that you're free or whenever you normally record, we can, you know, make some changes.
We'll make some happen.
Will be a more free day for our really. We do a family night every Monday with our friends.
Oh, so we're cutting into family time, man.
That's much more important.
No, they're moving, so they're actually getting their house ready and they're leaving.
So they build on you. That's not family.
Yeah, they moved all the way out here and then moved all the way back.
That was the corn-fed super white guy I was talking about. Thanks for coming on, you guys. Thanks everybody in the chat. And if you're on audio, of course, you know you can find us on Rockfin. I've said it a million times. Fuck off, go find it yourself. All right, have a good night.
Take it easy, guys.